I didn't spend a lot of time with Bernstein, but the time that I did was very meaningful to me, and it's always very nostalgic for me to conduct specifically this piece. So it's a great piece, and of course, one of the great musical theater scores of all time. This is also a very bittersweet time for me and for the orchestra, because this is the concert that not only is our season finale, but also that I recognize musicians in our orchestra that have been in the orchestra for 5-year increments, and then some of our retirees. So without further ado, our 5-year veterans in the orchestra, and when I say your name, would you please stand and please hold the applause until I give you the cue. If not, we'll be here until midnight. 5 years, Sarah Goplin, first violin. Joshua Johnson, fourth horn. Casey Madej, principal trombone, 10 years. Tracy Ingman Finkelstein, 15 years. Thank you. 15 years, Leah Kohlner, first violins. Second horn, Peter Kortenkamp, 15 years. 20 years, Michelle Sanger, cellist. 20 years, Jennifer Wallenhaus, principal oboe. 25 years, Mary Pashanek, cello. Mary is also on our academy faculty. She's one of our chamber music coaches, and she's with our wonderful academy string quartet that won first place in the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra competition a couple months ago. And as part of that award, they are playing before a concert of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. So she is there being sure those kids stay out of trouble. And also, Julie Fox Henson, you'll notice, is gone. She's also, her son is the first violinist in the quartet, so she's also up there with him. But Mary Pashanek has been playing in the orchestra for 25 years. Brett Seebeck, first principal horn, 30 years. Okay, you can applaud now. Go ahead. But we're not done yet. 35 years, Joyce Wheeler, bass clarinet. 50 years. I know. Donita McCoy, bassist. 'Retiring musicians include Kayla Burgraff, who is going on. This is her last concert. She's playing with us. She's been in the orchestra 5 years. This is, I hate this one. I like to control things, you know, so. Obviously, this is a surprise. This is my.
Of course, we are celebrating my father's 30th anniversary with the Des Moines Symphony, and look at how far we've come, and this symphony has come. So let's give it up for Maestro.
Well, I'm not leaving yet. Now, back to the business at hand. Our retiring musicians, Kayla Burgraff, our principal flutist for the last 5 years. Last year, she played in the New World Symphony with MTT. We call him Michael Tilson Thomas and many other wonderful conductors. She had a great experience there. She also did a concerto worked with us at Mozart last fall with our wonderful principal harpist, Aaron Brooker Miller. Kayla's going to be moving on to Kansas City, to the Kansas City Symphony. She's the newest member there, and we're very proud of her. Kayla, congratulations. We have a retiring member of the bass section, Jeremy Dearduff. Jeremy was a student at Iowa State when he made this orchestra 30 years ago. He's been a loyal supporter of the orchestra, 30 years of service, Jeremy Dearduff. And finally, second violinist for 46 years in the orchestra. She's retiring after tomorrow's concert, Kathleen Hikes. And also retiring after tomorrow evening's concert is Arlene DeVries. Arlene has done our concert prelude talks for 30 years, so give her a nice round of applause also. Thank you for all your support. We'll look forward to seeing you next season. All Tchaikovsky to start with Gil Shaham in September. Also, don't forget our Summer Pops, Yankee Doodle Pops, July 3rd. The new Waterworks Park series, free, July 14th with Hamilton star Renee Goldsberry. And also July 28th, all John Williams in Waterworks Park. So we look forward to seeing you all there. We'll conclude our program now with a wonderful piece by Respighi, The Pines of Rome.